at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Hamed Abbas. And if you would, first of all, tell me what you do for USDA.
I'm a research scientist and lead scientist of the mycotoxin project there. We're trying to use biological control, beneficial microbes to solve this problem in the pre-harvest before it goes to the post-harvest and go to the market, specifically the aflatoxin. The aflatoxin is carcinogenic, is a regulated compound produced by mold, loves the heat, the less rain, stress. And in the south, where I am from, Mississippi, is perfect condition there. And actually, you could find this problem chronic in the southern of the United States, from the east to the west. And there is really not good method to control this. There is a lot of information about this problem, but none of them make it to the market commercially, except the biological control. And Syngenta, they have a product, they call it AlphaGuard. The biological control we good. Basically, we use the same fungus, but do not produce toxin, Aspergillus flavus. And we don't like generic in the lab. We isolate it from nature. We work hard to make sure it's more aggressive, better than the bad one, which is to produce the aflatoxin. And we try to produce more of it and go put it back in the field. Basically, that's the principles. And they think this competition between the bad one and the good one try to manage the aflatoxin in the field. And it's working. It is working.
Well, usually, for most stories, the good guy usually wins, right?
That's correct. So far, I mean, the good guy is winning. I mean, there, because if you see the population of Aspergillus there in the field, about 40 to 50% they don't produce the aflatoxin. Mm-hmm. And in my case, I try to find not aflatoxigenic, but non-toxigenic. That means no toxin in it, because we don't want to solve a problem and by creating other problem in the environment. And today I'm trying to present like a new delivery system to enhance the efficacy of this. And we trying to use the cornstarch base. We call it bioplastic. And we found that the fungus love it. It's different than any other delivery system. This one, the bioplastic, we call it, I'm going through my presentation, provide the fungus with the nutrition, not just delivery. The fungus could grow on it and could start. It has longer shelf life. People, you could apply it in the field so the wild animal cannot eat it, because we used to formulate this good fungus or the beneficial one using a grain. And our goal to produce good grain. Why we want to use moldy grain? So if we have cheap methods like the bioplastic recycling, and it's biodegradable. I mean, it's not like petroleum bioplastic or from bacteria or synthetic. We got it from corn. It's polymer, and the fungus use it as the carbon source from it for their growth and also for delivery. And I'm going to show some examples, especially the aflatoxin work really well, and then we're expanding that to other beneficial biological control agents to control other agriculture best.
So what would be an example of how the form, the physical form of the bioplastic that
we
you could, would use?
That's correct. Good question. We're going to use two forms, granules and liquids, and we could use it as a granule, just to sprinkle it on the ground by crop dusters or by spreader by hand, or liquid, we could use the high boy sprayer because you work with corn, or backpack sprayer. And then also other way, now we are using seed treatment, coating the seed with the beneficial microbes and to prevent like other microbe from attacking, special the damping of the seedling for tomato and patient, other plant. The we we're trying to coat the seed of these crops to buy trichoderma using formulated in bioplastic and plant it, or you put the granule in the soil next to this seedling, will prevent it from attacked by Rhizoctonia or Pythium. These are fungi cause dumping off, which cause about 50-60 loss in the crop there. That's one thing. Also, we found if we use that white seed coating with the bioplastic with the beneficial compound or microbe, prevent residual, the risk of carryover of the herbicide from one ear to the other ear. We could put some beneficial microbe that degrade these herbicide and prevent them, let them grow without causing any damage, like the plant health, to avoid that thing. And the unique thing about this bioplastic is heavy. It doesn't splash like any other mic. It doesn't require surfactant. It's already sticky itself. It has it all. That's my hope, and we're still working on it. And we got some 3-patent technology transfer for it. And we're negotiating with some companies, Syngenta, Bioneer, DuPont, and to see where we could go with that to commercialize it.
Sounds very promising. Well, that's just what we need. It gives us a little insight into the kind of work that you're doing, and a good example of, if you come to one of these conferences, what you'll find. So if you haven't been to a CUTC, please consider doing so. Of course, we've got 2 years to wait till the next one. Thank you very much, Hamed, for visiting with me here at the CUTC in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.